Efforts to prevent King County Metro bus cuts have narrowed from a countywide approach to something more local. Seattle Mayor Ed Murray yesterday unveiled his proposal to give Seattle voters another option to save Seattle-centric routes. But he still has his eye on a broader regional plan, as KUOW's Liz Jones reports.
You may remember King County Prop 1 on the April ballot. It aimed to save about 70 bus routes from the chopping block. Outside Seattle, most voters rejected it. Then, a pro-transit group filed the Seattle-only initiative to save the city's routes, but Mayor Ed Murray says he opposes it because it relies on funding from property taxes. He's hoping to ask Seattle voters to raise property taxes for one of his top issues, universal preschool.
And if people want to paint me as anti-transit because I'm not willing to send two ballot measures out on the property tax, let them do it.
Murray's transit plan mirrors the recent Prop 1 measure. It calls for a $60 vehicle fee and 0.1% sales tax to maintain bus service. That money would only be used for routes within the city. At a press conference, Murray and King County Executive Dow Constantine echoed the idea that this local approach is not a permanent solution.
My preference was, is, and will be action by the legislature. Action to provide regional tools for a regional system, because we live in a regional economy.
Constantine wants state lawmakers to approve new revenue for the region's transportation. In the meantime, Constantine's hopeful Seattle's self-preservation strategy will catch on. The county's offered a way for neighboring cities to buy back eliminated bus service with their own money. Shoreline's Deputy Mayor Chris Egan says they'll consider whether voters are interested.
Those service cuts are scheduled for September, and I figure it's very unlikely that we would be able to make a decision to move forward and put together a package and get it to the ballot before then.
Murray's proposal for Seattle will be sent to a special transportation board governed by the city council. The board has until early August to refer it on for a public vote in the fall. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.